שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חוק הערבות, נקרא קטעים נבהרים מן המקורות.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the law of ערבות. You can find the study material on Galaxy by clicking the book icon. Relevant questions posted on Kabla TV may be answered during the lesson. Rav, please.
We are inside the law of ערבות. We advance according to it. Our whole life of how to is how to observe this law, whether we understand it or not. All of humanity is moving towards ערבות. And we can see this if we enter even 2-3 months ago. What's 2-3 months ago altogether in the life of a person? And we will see how much we thought and humanity thought about its development, its present and its future. And let's say in May, 2-3 months ago, yes? We will see the extent in which we've made a leap. We thought that maybe this will pass and we will go back to the life like before. Today we don't think that way any longer. Look what's happening to the entire humanity, to billions of people. What a revolution is transpiring in them, how they are changing their attitude towards life as they're in a certain process, a necessary process, and they have no choice, and it's not them who decide life, but rather life defines them. They're arranged that way and led and brought to another goal, and it shouldn't be like before. We are now in a process that we can, in a short period of time, to see the past and present and future, meaning this is already great attainment that each has in his life, where a person understands that what he had is not what we have and not what will be. And from this we raise ourselves, or nature, the Creator is raising us to another degree of reality, to another perception of reality. We are beginning, although to be passive, but with Him together. We are with Him together in the same process. He is doing, nature is doing, and we are in the same process, and we also see the same process. It's before us. And we see that it's not us who are managing this world, and it's not us who can change it. In regular things. But we even see that, God forbid, let's say, some bad future. We have no choice, but we are already understanding that this is, that what needs to happen will happen. And from here already, the question is whether we can nevertheless make any difference, and are we willing to take on more and more conditions that the Creator places before us in order to change the future, never after all? Meaning we're beginning to be, although more passive for the time being, but participating. Passive participants in a process that's before us, that's actually happening before our eyes. And we can also see this on the media, in people, in the families, in every place you go. It's a very big thing. And everyone is trying to lower their head and not jump up and not scream that, oh, I. No, we are in a flow that nature is defining. And the law of ערבות is deciding. People don't understand this yet, but it's going to enter more and more into the awareness that only through the right connection between us We bring forth the good for us, and only through the lack of connection between us, the good connection between us, we bring forth the bad. These things need to be clarified still to everyone. And then we will see that this law obligates us, and we inevitably have to observe it. There are those that will do it reluctantly, what we call Beito in due time, and there will be those that will want to do it like us, in Achishena, in haste, meaning to bring it closer and observe it and keep it in advance even before it comes and obligates us with force. We want to obligate ourselves to keep it practically, in force. That's why we have to see day to day how we are all advancing. Our eyes are truly opening up in humanity. Less of these jumps that were from the different, the intellect and understanding that was happening and all that's occurring. And we will continue. The law of Arvut. There are here selected excerpts from the sources, because these excerpts specifically, these kind of juicy ones, the ones that stand out the most, are, they should remain in us, with us, and help us advance more and draw humanity with us as well. Please.
First excerpt. This is from Bala Sulam's article, 600,000 souls. They said, it is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several parts. We must understand how it's possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam Rishon. In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul. Also breath in Hebrew. The soul of life that came, that same soul, and exists in all children of Israel.
Anyone who yearns to attain the Creator, called Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, has that inclination called the soul.
The spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, commandment, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing,
the will to receive, called body, is that partition where we don't feel our soul, we don't feel the connection between us, and the general force of bestowal that's in the world, which is the Creator.
To the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him.
One depends on the other. To the extent in which we're in our ego and our will to receive, we don't feel the one force that dwells in one desire. But that desire exists. And we need to just locate it, discover it, that there's only one soul. And in it, there's the one Creator that fills it and connects us. And the more we yearn for it, we will reveal Him more. We have 125 degrees to discover the one desire, the one force in it, and we are truly in the beginning of our path.
נעשה בערך הגוף הגשמי בית בחינות.
For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. This is truly a flaw. Hence, it causes, along with the above mentioned. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
Meaning, as much as a person feels that he's part of the collective and he needs to return to the collective and does actions in order to return and adhere to this great big soul that exists all the time, and only towards him there's this crisis. Only towards this soul he is in the shvira, in the shattering. So to the extent in which he's drawn to this, he's already called Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. And to the extent in which he connects to that general soul, it's called the soul of Adam HaRishon, and he returns to his root, to the one desire that is filled with the one light of the Creator. That altogether is the system. And all our efforts are in order to bring ourselves back to an awareness, a recognition from that dormancy, from that sleep, as we call it, where we're feeling disconnected from the sensation of the general desire, the general filling. And this is how we have to incorporate there. Questions?
Доброе утро, Раф. Поручительство – это закон или сила? Если закон, то какая сила его?
Yervut is a law or a force. If it's a law, then what's the force that enables implementing it?
Arvut is the condition of the connection of all the shattered kelim to one soul. So a condition, a law, a rule by which everyone connects to everyone, like cells in a corporeal body, that's called Arvut, where each and every cell, each and every part needs to take into account in its work for the general body, the whole function of the general body. No part in our body exists in order to sustain itself alone. But in order and to the extent in which it wants to serve the whole general body, it has the right. It has the right of existence. And then it receives what it needs to receive.
Buongiorno Rav. Che cosa significa che il creatore riempie l'anima?
What is the meaning of the creator fulfilling the soul of Adam HaRishon? How does he connect it?
In truth, it doesn't fill and it doesn't connect and it doesn't do anything. But a person, according to his efforts, brings himself back to the feeling of the common desire and the light that fills the common desire. Meaning, that's why it's written that we are as dreamers, that we are sort of unconscious from the corrected state. And slowly, slowly, through our efforts, I try to awaken, to recover, to rise, and feel that I belong to this whole general kli, to the common desire, and then I feel the common filling, which is called the greater. It all depends on me. The general soul exists, everyone is there, and everyone except for me, truly. That's how I have to depict myself. And that feeling that I have that there are billions that don't belong to that state of the general soul, it just appears so to me. It's to the extent in which I'm not corrected, I see them too as disconnected and corrupted. Anyone who disqualifies does so in his own flaws. Kiev 1.
Yeah, we are integrated in the 10, in the common state of our connection. Everyone transcends himself. What does it mean that in that state of connection we discover that soul of Adam HaRishon?
To the extent in which you are connected and incorporated one another, we discover the upper light that fills us, that truly flows in us. It's the law of nature where there's one kli and one light, and when they are, and that they are in complete, absolute rest. Only relative to us who are not yet in the end of correction, but rather constantly updating ourselves more and more. Then it seems in this dynamic way, all these states, that everything's moving and changing until we come to a state that is completely corrected, which is called rest for the life of lives, to the eternal life. PT6.
Rav, this process of discovering the law of Arvut, you said that the broken souls need to discover it. The world is compelled to first discover that, the evil, before the Arvut?
No, one, that depends on that, because to the extent in which we discover that we're missing Arvut, to the extent in which we must install this law of Arvut between us, by that we feel the shattering in us, and then that's what we need to correct, and only it we need to keep. There's no more than that. It's truly like cells in one body.
So there is a way to reach the law of Arvut with respect to the world, not the 10.
Also in the 10 and also in the world, we need to come to that law of Arvut, explain it to everyone, keep it on our own, and bring them to the force for connection and also the light for filling, for correction, for connection. That's our work.
The fuel for our Arvut will not be revelation of evil.
It will be the recognition of evil, but not to our extent. Recognition, not in the in us, it's to, that we won't, can't bring contentment to the Creator. And for them, the evil will be that they can't get along in their corporeal lives. But these are levels of the same law. Okay? Good.
Здорово, надеюсь, меня слышно хорошо. Я хотел спросить, как величие товарищей помогает прийти к Арвуту? Какая связь?
Rav, I hope you hear me properly. I wanted to ask how the greatness of the friends helps Arvut. What's the connection?
The more I'm filled with greatness of the friends, I'm filled with the greatness of the Creator. And it can't be that the greatness of the Creator in my eyes will be more than the greatness of the friends. There is no such thing. Because the greatness of the friends is clear to me that it's against my ego. And with the Creator, I can give up my ego, but it's not true. Therefore, I need to first do everything towards the 10. And only then I can be assured that I am aimed correctly to the greater.
То есть, Раф, прежде величие Творца, то есть, прежде величие товарищей, и тогда это помогает прийти к Арвуту, да?
Yes, of course, it's first of all the greatness of the friends, and then the greatness of the Creator, and altogether, everything I do towards the Creator, I must first carry out towards the friends, otherwise I don't reach the Creator. Otherwise it's a lie that I'm in turning to Him, addressing Him.
Buongiorno, Rav. E volevo chiedere come è avvenuto questa separazione in 600.000 parti, visto che all'inizio c'era solo una.
I wanted to ask, how did the shattering to 620 pieces happen? What does that number represent, 620?
It's simple, it just seems that way, and more, there's more division. We will learn this. This is not. Now this is only going to drag us to the wrong directions. We don't care right now about the numbers. We care about what's happening. I won't answer questions that are not connected exactly to the topic. I don't want to confuse all the friends. And I'm asking you to ask to the point.
By returning to the collective.
Could you repeat again?
How is one purified by returning to the collective?
When he rises above his ego from his individual desire to a desire of the ten, it's considered to be returning to the collective.
SF, San Francisco.
Hey Rob, how do we approach the work so that the feeling of responsibility for the ten will not decrease but will only strengthen each day?
That's all the work in the group. There's nothing other than that. Work in the group and morning lesson are those that things that assure us that we will advance day after day. And you will see the extent to which this also in the intellect and also in your feelings you're going to grow more and more. PT 31.
Rav, good morning. Following what you said in the beginning of the lesson, that we see that the coronavirus happening for the first time as a blow that hits the whole of humanity equally, the question is, are we going to see all the pressures now from the system working on humanity equally?
I can't say what will happen because it's all in the hands of the Creator, and I don't even want to think about that or to guess. I don't want to do that. And the Kabbalists usually are very they stay away from digging into fortune telling. So I really don't want to do that, and why? Because this lowers from the force of faith, from soul devotion, from taking on everything only as good. No matter whether it seems as bad, confusing, misunderstood, that's not important to me what things are before us. I do want to discover them somewhat only in order to know how to explain to the broad public the process and to open up their eyes somewhat so that they will wake up and follow us. But me, for myself, I don't care what will happen in another moment from now. Completely not.
But Kabbalists always saw these things as signs for something.
That's them wanting to explain something to us. Yes, they want to explain to us something. But for themselves, only in faith. To the extent in which they don't know one moment ahead of them, that's certainly better. You put your foot for the next step, you don't know where you're putting it. Only in adhesion with the Creator, and then you're certain that you're walking correctly. And what will happen is not important. In adherence to the Creator. Dvekut.
But in the path of the Creator's work, as we have to, like, you know, look at something and relate to it, same thing. What will happen in a moment, we don't know. Maybe it will change. But our attitude needs to be to the blow we see right now. We see something hurting the whole of humanity. We need to interpret it as, interpret it, or just say, this is what it is right now.
That's towards humanity. You have to explain this a little. This is... It's actually your obligation to explain these things to humanity. For what? The Creator is hiding and you're explaining. The Creator is giving you a little bit more of a possibility to explain this to humanity so that humanity will join you like a body to the rosh, to the head. Like a body to the head. And then you will both be going together, but to the extent in which they join you, they will need also to go with their eyes shut.
So it's basically the Creator's help to us. He's helping us explain to humanity. That's how we should relate to it?
Yes, we for ourselves don't need that. For ourselves, all we need is to be in faith.
Прочитали отрывок, и не можете ли вы сказать, вот какая разница в
ощущении? We read the excerpt. I wanted to ask, what's the difference in the feelings of the broken soul among the children of Israel or the nations of the world? Is there a way to feel it in the ten?
I don't divide humanity to the nations of the world and Israel and to other nations and so on. If we are in the last generation, then we are all the last generation. We all need to return to adhesion with the Creator. And there's only one part that yearns for this, which is called the Bnei Baruch group. And the others who don't long for this for the time being have to receive the information and knowledge and direction from Bnei Baruch. This is how humanity is divided right now. And if there's someone there who's Jewish or not Jewish, today is completely, completely not important. There is no importance to this or any difference. Only towards the tendency towards the Creator, all the people are divided to degrees of yearning, to connection, arvut, and through it to the Creator.
Dear Rav, our friend Murat is asking, you said that...
Dear Rav, our friend Murat is asking...
Already there, before the breaking, there was unity. So, do we have arvut condition in our reshimos?
Of course, in our reshimot, we have all the steps that we will have to do until the end of correction. Yes, for sure.
United VG2. Please.
Здравствуйте. Рав, скажите, а...
Hello. Rav, if you can say, the common desire of the ten, is it a sum of the individual desires or the ten?
The desire of the ten is where they feel between them one inclination towards Dvikut in the Creator. And that there's none of, this desire does not exist in any single one of them, but in only in all of them together.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, относительно отрывка, какая должна быть у нас в десятке молитва?
Dear Rav, relating to the excerpt, what kind of prayer we need to have in the ten towards the general soul and serving the soul?
We need to understand that all our corrections, even the individual corrections of each of us, and also the correction of the ten, is only in order to bring all of humanity, without any exceptions, to the Creator. That's what we exist for.
Kharkov.
Правильно ли ощущение, что закон поручительства находится в корне и раскрывая его?
Is the feeling that the law of Arvut is at the root, and when a person discovers it, he brings contentment to the Creator? That's true.
The law of Arvut exists from the side of the Creator in the Kli of Adam Rishon, and the Creator shattered the Kli on purpose in order to give us to re-erect this law of Arvut from zero to 100% and return to that same state that He created. By this, we understand what He created, one Kli. We attain the complete Arvut, which is the nature of the Creator. It turns out that it's called You Made Me. The moment we keep such connections between us called Arvut, we come to a state in which we feel who the Creator is, the force of unity, the one unique and special.
Okay. Romania.
Hello, Rav.
Shalom.
I do different action to friends, but when I analyze them later, I realize that my action were selfish. Where I'm wrong? How can I really cancel myself?
It's always that way. It's a sign of advancement. In the beginning, it seems to us that we're doing an act of bestowal, and later, when we advance, we see that it was an act of reception. And that is fine. That's how it always is. That's how it is always. Only the last final degree where you'll come to the end of correction, you will see that all the actions you did were all corrupted actions, but they led you to the last final action, which is good. And thanks to them specifically that you were erring in all of them, specifically because of those errors, you came to the corrected state. That's called darkness shall shine like lightness, like light.
Latin 7.
Buen día, gracias, Rav. Pregunta, ¿cómo ser más?
Good day, Rav. Question, how to be more effective in giving this Arvut?
Ну, לפחות כל הזמן להיות בהשתתפות בשיעור בוקר.
Well, at least be all the time participating in the morning lesson. Warm up the hearts of the friends before the lesson. Think all the time about the connection between you. It could be that you don't talk too much, but to want in your heart for this to happen. And to think what connection is. As this is the only corrected state that stands before us, and this is what all our existence is for, and our whole willingness to bring contentment to the Creator is. This is how it is. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. I want to ask him from the other direction. What does it mean to betray the Arvut?
Being a traitor to Arvut, I don't know how to say it. It's where on purpose I don't want, I disregard the connections between us to reveal the Creator, to bother the connection between friends. Treason is something that's not worthwhile to go deep in.
How can I watch out? How can I check myself?
You don't need to be cautious of it. You just need to be drawn to the good. That's it. And not to go too deep in the bad or think about the bad. All the time, just of the good.
¿Cómo podemos aumentar la importancia del arbut entre la decena?
¿Quizás necesitan la lote tavut ben asiriot?
How is it possible to raise the arvut between the tens?
Truly, if we know how to do this in the ten, then we somehow will locate how to do it between tens. If in our ten, it's felt, the force of arvut is felt somewhat, then we will be able to connect and discover this force also in others. Here comes the question, whether the other tens are ready for this or not. And then we will locate how much we are in arvut, and also how willing we are, ready we are. Anyone who negates does so in his own flaws.
How will the realization of the law of Arvut in the group influence dissemination and humanity?
Yes. I don't hear a question.
How will it influence? How will it happen?
How will it influence? It will influence that they will feel. Only in the feeling.
I'm talking about our feeling to them, towards them, and our dissemination to them.
Also, start to do this. I won't have to say one word. You will feel it.
Денис просит задать вопрос. Что значит, что перед уроком нужно разжечь?
Denise wants to ask a question. What does it mean that before the lesson we need to ignite the friends' hearts? How do we do that?
That I don't know. You think and you execute it. But there has to be a preparation before the lesson, and such a preparation where you know what the lesson is about and that you're about to approach it with the desire and warmed up with the force, kind of with warmth. In a connection of the hearts, that must happen. How to do it? That I don't know. Look for it. If I said, it'll pass by your ears. If you look how to do it, it will happen. And if you don't seek it and you don't find, then the whole lesson passes just like that. Does not leave an impression.
Barur. Chaver.
Is that clear?
Okay, Tov Rav. Rasiti lishol, baksha, ma hadavar hakhi chashuv ba'arvut?
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, what's the most important thing in our arvut, and how do we relate to it in order to implement our arvut between the friends?
The most important thing between friends is the arvut. There's nothing more. What are you asking? What's important? So that we will understand that there's nothing more important than the arvut. A connection between us, a participation between us, an obligation, a commitment between us, where each is responsible for everyone. That's called arvut. That's what's important.
Thank you.
Focus group.
Ken, שאלות מהאינטרנט. תלמיד מישראל.
questions from the internet. Students from Israel is asking, you said we're in the beginning of our way of discovering one desire, everyone within himself. What does that mean?
America.
That's how it's. That's what it says.
Friend from America asks whether the law of Arvut is a real law of something or something artificial we create.
We don't create any laws except for laws in the parliament and things like that. The law of Arvut is a law of nature. We learned this many times that it's written this way. Whoever asks that simply wasn't with us in the lessons.
Itai from Asia is asking whether the plague that appears in today is not actually with respect to us, but it's a kind of connection, is it?
It's not a bro and not a connection. It's a medicine. It's a remedy that has to bring all of humanity to connection.
Friend from Israel asking if possible to have a workshop about what is the connection that we're facing today. Now,
yes, we will maybe do that. Right now, we still have some questions. USA Northeast.
USA Northeast.
Дорогой Раф, сегодня Соединенные Штаты находятся в состоянии практически начала.
Today, the U.S. is in a state of beginning of a civil war. And all these contradictions, the desire to divide everyone to many different pieces is just hurts. It hurts. And it's not clear. Who do you turn to? What do you do? Those turn to those who rule, to the people, what to tell them, with what message to turn to them, because we feel that there's going to be a lot, it's going to be a lot worse than what's happening in Belarus now. And we want to precede this blow and do this, but we need to understand how.
In your words, I hear that you're not learning with us. And I'm really in a question how it's possible that a person like you that's with us for so many years talks in such a way. What will be in America is what the Creator will do. What the Creator will do depends on all of Bnei Baruch, and first of all on the American group of ours. And it doesn't depend on all the American parties or the who will be president, etc., etc. Only on the extent in which you are connected between you and can raise that force more and more. That's what the good future of America depends upon. That's it. Therefore, don't look at these millions that are going out to the streets and burning things or breaking things. Don't look at them. Look at yourselves. What are you doing in order to stop this deterioration, which is altogether the ego that's being revealed? And against that, there's only one remedy: to raise the opposite force to that ego, the force of connection. If you do that, it will be good. If you don't do it, it will be bad. And it will be bad in order to awaken you, to awaken the force of good. Only. And the fact that you're saying,
we understand this. We understand and try to connect within ourselves, in the ten, between the tens, in the North American Kli. But we're missing the message so as to cover with a blanket of love.
You don't need to talk about the covering of the people. If you all connect together and say great thanks to the Creator for obligating you to connect by the sufferings, and that you want to rise from those connections, from those sufferings to connection between you, and to a connection with Him, with the Creator Himself, and you are aware and thank Him for doing such a thing, as the Creator is suffering when He brings this suffering to people, because it's like His children. The upper force suffers more. It's also written that I will suffer. But why does He do this? Because without this, He can't teach them connection. So you have nothing to do but to connect between you. I'm talking now only about you, not to cover all of North America with some blanket of love. It won't work out for you because you don't have that blanket. You need to truly come to a connection in the hearts with responsibility, and also from the fear of what will happen, also from the fear of what will happen with you, also from the responsibility that you have of what we are doing, since the Creator is giving us an opportunity and we're not doing what we have to do correctly. Start thinking about that more until it comes to a state in which it's burning in your hearts, and you will see that you are capable, you are truly capable of managing these matters. That's how it goes. Otherwise, I don't see what good can be there. Okay. Mac VG 10.
Good day, Rav. The question is this. In the 10, can we ourselves tell ourselves we've come to our vut, we're in the 10, we have our vut, period, and now we begin the work in the 10?
Yes, of course you can say that. Only when you say that, you have to try to observe it as much as possible in all the depth of the concept of our vut.
Mark.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Вот из вопросов и ответов, правильно ли я понимаю?
Thank you, Rav. From the questions and answers, do I understand correctly? The Arvut is the focus on the common goal?
Yes, correct.
Кертов, Раф. Шейла казот, ма кудем ли ма?
Marav, the question is this: what comes first, the connection or arvut, or the arvut is the level of connection?
Arvut is that state, and the connection is that state. Both are truly the same thing, only sometimes we say in arvut because it's an internal state to the extent in which we are connected and sharing in a certain way with one another, like when we embroider something. And connection, it's just kind of connection, it's an external word. Arvut is much more in depth.
It's a feeling of a common field.
Let's say so. I don't like redundant words. Now, a common field, go and explain what that is.
New York to.
Hi, Raf. What do we need to do together to raise this force in the heart of the American friends?
I don't know. Talk between you. Do a forum between you and decide what you need to do. See according to the writings and the situation, and start uniting around this more and more. The more unity there will be, more connection, to the degree of our vut, you'll feel that there's a force there. And accordingly, you'll see that you won't go out into the streets and to the media and all that. That's not important. But even in the force of connection between you, you will start to influence the general public in America. That's how it will certainly happen.
So when we create this force does the if we create this force together, we'll feel it and we'll understand and we'll be able to just keep building it and building it and building it.
Yes, Tim. Yes. New York too. אז זה עכשיו היה, סליחה.
No, that was just now. Okay, I'm sorry.
אז,
so...
Latin 7.
Hola, Rab. Ese deseo en común, ese único deseo que ha sido creado...
Hello, Rab. This common desire, this unified desire that is created, is it... the desire to discover the root of the fulfillment, and this revelation will bring us a quality of form?
Yes, I don't even understand why you're asking that. What, is it not clear? Think twice before you ask. Of course what you're saying is correct.
Yes, good morning, Rav. If we all have opinions and views, and they're different opinions and views. What opinions and views will be come as one when we're in our view, our voot?
All our opinions and ways of thinking things will connect together to complement one another, to, and there will be no desire, thought, opinion that is bad that will not be in use. It will all enter into use as a plus and minus that complement one another. Where everything that is even of the worst of things will help us understand the good thing.
New York too. כבר היה, כן, אני יודע.
We already had New York too, I think, no?
With, your answer to Sasha, how the upper suffers more than the lower. Can we identify with the suffering of the upper as a way to feel a stronger need for ערבות?
להרגיש צורך חזק יותר בערבות.
כן.
Yes.
טוב, אנחנו כבר...
Okay, we are already... I see that we... Let's move to the second excerpt.
Excerpt number two, this is from Bala Sulam's A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar. The body with its organs are one. The whole of the body exchanges thoughts and sensations with each of its organs. For example, if the whole body thinks that a certain organ should serve it and please it, this organ immediately knows that thought and provides the contemplated pleasure. Also, if an organ thinks and feels that the place it is in is narrow, the rest of the body immediately knows that thought and sensation and moves it to a comfortable place. However, should an organ be cut off from the body, they become two separate entities. The rest of the body no longer knows the needs of the separated organ, and the organ no longer knows the thoughts of the body to serve it and to benefit it. But if a physician came and reconnected the organ to the body as before, the organ would once again know the thoughts and needs of the rest of the body. And the rest of the body would once again know the needs of the organ.
וכללות הגוף עוזר לדעת צרכיו של האיבר.
ברור, כן, זה ערבות.
That's clear, yes, that's ערבות, where the whole body knows about the one organ, and the small organ, the little part of the body, knows about the whole body and is included of it. And that's how they complete one another. That's a law that exists in still vegetative and animal, and we need to define it on the degree of speaking, meaning in our desires and thoughts.
Zo.
Turkey That's it.
Доброе утро. Вопрос от товарища. Каждое утро перед уроком я вижу...
Good morning. Question from a friend. Every morning before the lesson, I see that I can't hold on to the arvut. For different reasons, I'm always lacking somewhat. And it seems like, oh, I'm almost doing it, but then no. When will it end?
Only in the end of correction. That's excellent. That's a very nice feeling that that person has, where he feels how not okay he is, and that he's missing still, and that he's not in Arvut, and he's not with the friends, and he's not coming, he doesn't deserve to be with them, he's worse than them all. That's excellent. Those things actually advance a person, but with that he needs to be in joy, that he's being disclosed, the shattering, that he's being shown the lack of imperfection that he has, meaning these corrupted places for correction, so that he will correct them. It's very nice. Very nice, because that means that the Creator loves him. Anyone who the Creator loves, he shall approve him. And that's why he shows him the points of shattering, the places of shattering, where it will come to return to the Creator that way. How can the Creator draw us to him in return? Only by revealing where we still need to correct ourselves and to come closer to him.
Turkey free. Turkey free.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, is arvut an agreement between friends above reason?
Yes and no. Arvut can be from the corporeal, complete corporeal level, but it continues, of course, beyond to all the boundaries on the ladder of degrees to the end of correction.
Tel Aviv
2.
What are the points of breakage or shattering that are that the Creator shows us in the 10 so we can correct them?
The points of shattering are the lack of connection between us. And that's how we discover them. That's how we feel them. And the Creator disclosed this gradually, meaning the upper light shines a little bit more, illuminates more and more. And accordingly, we discover those points of shattering that are deeper, deeper, and deeper.
French.
Hello, Rav. What kind of desires do you recommend us to awaken in the 10 so that the force of our voot will remain within us?
Again, Yaakov?
What kind of desires would you recommend that we need to awaken in the 10 so that the force of our voot will remain within us?
We only have one law. Incorporation with a inclination towards the Creator. That's the concentration of the whole law of Arvut. That's all. I don't want to add another word there.
New York free. New York free.
You guys hear me? Rob, my question is, you said to the friend that the evil inclination that he reveals, he should be happy about it, and to correct the evil that is revealed. How do we correct this evil?
Through the connection between the friends, there is no other bad. All the forms of evil, the other forms of evil, are not evil. They're nonsense. They're the degrees of a beast. I don't understand, I don't feel this and that. Bad is a lack of the proper connection between us. That's called bad or evil. That's it.
Focus group.
More questions from the internet. A student from Petach Tikva is asking, what is the arvut on part of the gabai and shatz? Is it possible that the gabai and shatz will not be present in the lesson or asleep? How should a 10 relate to it?
If there's no shatz and gabai, then certainly they can't decide between them. Because the main rule of the shatz and gabai is the observation, the keeping of arvut in the group. And if they're not there, then the group seemingly is without a manager, without an organizer for the spiritual work.
Perché noi raggiungiamo l'arvut nella decina lentamente?
Why do we come to arvut in the ten in a slow manner rather than, you know, in nature everything's in harmony, in arvut it's all clear.
Nature behaves according to the law of arvut to start with. There's no action in nature, but one that is considered in taking into consideration all of nature on all the levels and even in the galaxy and the most distant planets and stars. The law of Arvut operates in endless speed, in unlimited speed, and never stops. And from that, all of nature exists. In our qualities, in our senses, we are in the shattered law of Arvut, the corrupted one, the warped one. That's why we see ourselves that way, we see our universe that way, we see nature that way, and everything that comes from that. Hebrew 10.
Rav, we just heard you say that if there's no shatz and gabai, we can't determine the arvut because they are the organizer of the spiritual work. Let's say a 10 comes to the lesson and there is no shatz and gabai.
Then you need to immediately decide on someone else. What do you mean there isn't? There's no such thing that there isn't in the 10.
Okay, excellent. So now about the friends who didn't come, can they compensate, complete their absence?
How can they compensate? How? Their contribution to the group is a spiritual contribution. It's to organize the group corporeally and spiritually to keep the law of Arvut. What do we exist for? What does the group exist for? To keep the law of Arvut. What's the role of Gabai and Shatz? To awaken everyone to keeping the Arvut in the group.
So it sounds like we're in some unsolvable situation.
What unsolvable issue is here? You can always decide another gabay or shatz, but they both have to be present. One through physical actions and the second through prayers and through the spiritual states. You have to be concerned with the unity of the group for the general arvut in it.
It's clear that you always have to have gabai and shatz, and if the friends that took on the duty didn't come, we need to replace them. The question is, the friends who didn't come, what do they do? Do they compensate for the 10? Do they continue as usual? What?
That I don't know. I don't want to talk about them at all. If they disappeared and are not caring for the group, maybe they died, maybe something happened to them. That's different. But if they didn't die, they have to be concerned with it. They have to care. Let's say I have to, I don't know, do some other action. That's an action that time is required and I can't be in the group. So I make sure that someone will be in my place or that the group is concerned with who will be there. It happens.
New York 4.
Yes, thank you, Rav. If a person feels disconnected from the common body, is it by his own efforts that he can reconnect, or does he depend on the 10 as well?
Gam v'gam.
Both.
Gam bo v'gam ba'asiriya.
It depends both on him and the 10.
Раф, вопрос по поводу десяток. Сначала у нас были постоянные десятки.
Question about the tens. First, we had regular tens. And, you know, then you said that we got used to them too much and we need to come out of our comfort zone. So we started having these kind of temporary tens. And now in the last year, we were once again in regular tens. So what are your plans for the future regarding the tens?
I want to see you all connected in the force of Arvut without borders in the tens and above the tens. That's it. Like in a pyramid. Is that clear? Wonderful.
Good morning, Rob. In practice, how we know we are in the right place to serve the body?
בפועל, שאנחנו במקום הנכון בתוך הגוף הכללי.
מתי שתגלו ערבות והתקללות
בגוף. When you discover the ערבות and the incorporation in the general group, then you'll know where you are. Before that, you can't know. And also, what will it give you if you have a name, a number, what? If you don't know where that is. And mapping the measure of your connection to the Creator.
Kabyu.
Yes, thank you, Rav. My question is, towards the Creator, in this Arvut, what am I actually guaranteeing for the friend?
במה אני ערב כלפי החבר בפועל, בערבות הזאת, ביחס לבורא?
זה אתה צריך לברר. אתה ערב בהכל.
You have to figure this out. You are a guarantor for the friend in everything. The friend is included in you, integrated in you as a single body. And you are now responsible for everything that's happening to him, doesn't matter what he does. You're responsible for him 100%, as if he has no free choice whatsoever, no free thoughts, no free desires of his own. You determine all of this.
בסדר, טוב.
Okay, all right.
אני רואה שאנחנו לא
גומרים. I see that we are not gonna be done with this. Okay, Kiev 1.
Спасибо, дорогой учитель. Я сегодня шат.
Thank you, dear teacher.
Вернее, я бы так спросил. Как я сегодня?
I am shat today, all day long. How do I bring the friends to our vote today?
I don't know. Think. How can you bring your group to a state of the final correction? That's all. That's your role.
Есть там как бы то, что всегда мы делаем, там связать товарищей, выбрать статью, вопрос на семинар.
This is what we do every day to connect the friends, to find some article.
Now that's already the means, how you do it. If it actually does happen or doesn't happen this way, that's something else. But your job is to bring them to the final correction. Africa.
Shalom Rav. I am also shot in my ten, and yesterday I took on me to call 10 friends from my ten, from out of my ten. And I want to know, first of all, there was a lot of resistance to call the friends. I want to know how it's make advance to the, if it's make advance to the Arvut, to call the friends.
Ну, ודאי שכן. מה, אתם לא נפגשים?
Of course it does. What, aren't you meeting a few times a day? I don't understand. How can that be? I have a group, for instance, and I connect with them three times a day.
זהו.
That's it.
ועוד יותר.
And sometimes more.
But the more we advance, Rav, the more when I enter Kabbalah, it was very easy to call the friend. You want to call the friend, but the more we advance, the more we don't want to call the friends. You don't even think about that. You want to think about them. You want to send them your thoughts, but to call them on the phone, you don't even think about it. Why, Rav?
לא, לא, זה חייב להיות ביקוח.
No, no, this is something you have to do forcefully. You don't think. Don't think, just do it and that's it. Just make the call, connect with them, speak to them, and you'll see how you better and better feel that you are all a single desire, that you belong to a single soul, to the single creator. That's a must. It's a must. Think that all of us are just together. That's it. There's nothing else to do about it. And the more you connect with them, you are connecting to your kli. Don't imagine their faces. Just imagine that it is a single desire, single heart.
USA, LA.
USA, LA.
No, Africa, Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, Rav, we wanted to...
All right, Africa. Yeah.
...three times a day, and what Taraz was asking is the extra effort of trying to call the friends. How can our usual routine not fall into the clipar of just a normal habit of just meeting? How can we harness more out of this routine that seems to turn into just like a normal routine where we just have to meet and that's it? In your questions, I'm hearing that you want me to do the job for you. I'm not going to work for you instead of you. Do everything that is up to you, and then you'll see what else you can do. That's the only way that you can advance. Otherwise, you're always going to have questions. I'm already beginning to see these questions that they are instead of your spiritual work, and that's not going to work at all. Do you understand? It's becoming...
Yes, yes, thank you.
You know, it's becoming like, okay, ask the question, that's it, now he should do the work. No, I can't do the work for you. So, examine all your questions. Look at what you're asking. Are these things you can just do among you, and that's it? And only on the condition that you can't, then I'm willing to hear why. What's going on there? But typically, these questions I hear so far they come from lack of working, lack of making efforts. What else, Oren? Bye. Yeah.
We have additional parts to listen if you want to move.
What are the additional parts?
We have love will cover all transgressions. So before we move to that, let's sing a song.
Subiéndonos con el corazón. un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón, amor. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón, amor. Somos uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Uno y no hay división, vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Vamos, hermanos, solo juntos lograremos nuestra unión. Solo otorgando lograremos ser un cuerpo.
Vamos todos.